I really don't know what to say right now. I know I need to say something, and I've refrained so far because I don't know what to say. And I don't think that I'm going to know what to say. But I'm going to say something anyway, because the racial inequality that's going on in our country right now, I mean, it's been going on for years, decades, centuries even. And I have to say something, because it's not okay. And I mean, most of us are going to agree that it's not okay and know that, and that's good. But I mean, I am one of probably many who also doesn't really know what to do about that. I'm a big advocate of individually do things better and treat people better in your own way and actively make sure that as an individual that I'm not being racist and anything like that, because I'm sure most of you who listen to this currently are people who actually know me, but if not, I am white. So, and I've grown up in a place where in West Texas it doesn't really seem like racism is that big of an issue. Maybe I'm just blind to it and it really is and I'm not paying attention. That's also possible, but I don't really know what to do about it. I mean, things that are going on in our country right now, the protests, I mean, riots, everything that's happening in the wake of recent tragedies. I mean, the videos that people have, there's no reason why people should be acting out of such hate towards other people for solely prejudiced reasons. That's not something that we as human beings should do to one another. And I don't know what to say. I've said that several times already, but I've gone through, I mean, I've seen everything that's going on, social media, keeping up with what's on the news, all of that. And there's a lot of pain. That's not necessarily bad that there's pain. What's causing pain is bad, but the pain itself, I mean, I guess it is bad. I don't know what I'm saying. I haven't said anything so far because I haven't known what to say. And I mean, part of that is just because of the situation that I've been in. I'm white. I don't actively experience the racism and prejudice that goes on in our country. And I haven't really been brought up in a way that discusses it as a problem. How I was brought up, we kind of considered racism a non-problem, which I think is a problem because, hello, I mean, just keeping up with everything that's going on right now, racism very much is a problem. But I think, especially for those of us who are white, something that we can forget. I mean, I think we can actually really just forget about racism entirely sometimes. Because we don't have to deal with it. And I don't think that's a good reason to forget about it. Because it's still very much an issue, and we have the ability to do something. I haven't done a whole bunch. I can say that openly, and I'm fine with saying that. I mean, because I think I need to do more. I mean, there's so much out there that we can do. I've been reading and researching a lot recently because it seems like a good first place to start, just seeing what's going on in our country. And I mean, there's a lot that's broken. There's a lot that's messed up. But we have to know about that in order to do something. If we don't know what's going on, how are we going to do anything about it? But I mean, encouraging change in our society, in our community, that's what we want to do. And progress and making things better is a good checkpoint, but that's never the goal. The goal is to get rid of the problem. And I don't know how to do that. It's going to take people a lot smarter than I to figure that one out. And trust me, there are people that are working on it, trying. But I think a good place to start for each and every one of us is to hold each other accountable. Have the conversations about this sort of thing, hard conversations. Speak up. Now, I have to say this right now, just because I've seen the things going around on social media that says that silence is working in favor of oppression or things like that, and I understand the sentiment there. But I don't think that's what silence means. In my case, for the past few days, silence has meant I haven't known what to say. There's so much going on. And I know that I want to be compassionate and I want to be there and support the lives of everyone who's being discriminated against. But I haven't known what to say, so I haven't said anything. And I think there's a decent amount of people out there doing that. I can't obviously vouch for everyone, but that's at least me. I do think that speaking is better than staying silent, though. That's why I'm saying something now. It's past 1 a.m. and I normally wouldn't record anything this late. Clearly this isn't a normal recording, but we've got to be there. Speaking up is a good place to start. Having conversations with friends and family is also good. Researching, paying attention to what's going on. And there's so many things also right now for donating in support of organizations and charities that are trying to help solve problems. If you're going to do that, which I may end up doing, so I haven't yet, so I don't have any specific places to recommend donating to, but if you're going to, I would do research and make sure that the organization that you're going to donate to is accomplishing things that are what you want, because we want money to go with places that are actually making good change and improving things. That would be a good thing. So if we want change, we need to go and support places that are actively causing change. But I don't really have much more to say. The actions of people in this country honestly dumbfound me a lot of the time. And I don't say that about the protests and riots. Those actually make perfect sense to me. I get it. I'm not saying that rioting is the best way to do things, but from what I've read online and figured out, it seems like riots are more Antifa than anything that's actually protesting. So the riots getting started by Antifa and whatever, and then kind of mob mentality taking over, whatnot, whatever. But protesting is good. Getting out there, having your voice heard, that's always a good thing. That is a right we have as Americans, so exercising it is always good. But something has to be done. We're supposed to have justice and equality in this country. And I don't ever think that we can have perfect justice and perfect equality. But we can sure get a lot closer than we are right now. Because we're not anywhere near. Not at all. The way that our criminal justice system works is extremely disproportionate. I saw an article the other day that was saying that while Black Americans make up roughly 10 to 15% of the population, they easily make up more than half of the population in prisons. Some places, the incarceration rate essentially for Black Americans versus white Americans can be up to 10 times higher based per capita and population and things like that, which is just wrong. Sure, I mean, how I grew up, and I don't necessarily think this is right, but the thought was, oh, I mean, just coincidentally, socioeconomically, that's how things work out. But the reason that things work out that way socioeconomically is because of the history of oppression in this country. It's a cycle, and it doesn't fix itself. It's something people have to do, something we have to do. So we got to do something, and I'm not the person who's going to say what, but I'm here, and I very much stand in solidarity with our Black community. I support them. I want equality in our country, better equality, improvement. Not even just better equality, because that makes me sound like I still want inequality in some way. I want equality. That is an amazing goal, and we're going to have to always be working to get there. That's not something that ends. We have to keep working. We can't stop and give up, because inevitably, we're going to make a little bit of progress because of everything that's going on right now. But we're not going to fix the problem. And then we're going to get a little complacent, say, yes, we got some small victories. Now we can continue on for a little while, and then there will be another outrage, and then we'll make more progress. Why not just keep working to actually make solid and continual progress? I think that we can all agree that's something we want. So let's do it. And I'll keep looking into things more. I mean, I don't know when I'll record something again. This kind of all was chaotic, and I intended to put this out yesterday, but I didn't record it because I didn't know what to say. But I don't think it necessarily matters that we say the right thing or say something perfect. What matters is that we say something and start working on it. And if we say something wrong, well, inevitably we'll have a conversation to put us on the right track, and we need to be willing to change whatever we're thinking, whatever we're doing, to try to get on the right track and make more progress. And we've got to do better. I say that as a white American who, honestly, I can't think of any time that I've been racist or discriminatory, intentionally at least. It doesn't mean I haven't been subconsciously or something like that, because the people who are saying that it's an ingrained system and it's systemic racism, they're right. Just because that's how things work. I mean, I think about it, and just kind of how things go about systemically, white people think less of Black people, and that's not a good thing. And we have to very actively work against that in order to make any progress. Because Black lives matter. And I used to be opposed to saying that. I mean, this actually might be the first time I've ever specifically said it. But I saw something also the other day that basically was saying Black Lives Matter isn't not saying all lives matter. Because yes, obviously all lives matter. But you don't just generically say that everyone matters when there's a problem going on. You need to address the problem and talk about the problem rather than just generalizing about everything that's going on. So that's why the Black Lives Matter is something that is said, is because there's a problem. The Black community is oppressed, but they matter, so we need to focus on them. Saying all lives matter is a response to saying to someone saying Black Lives Matter is just kind of ignoring the problem. Yeah, you can maybe acknowledge, yeah, there's a problem, but you are essentially saying we shouldn't prioritize a problem. But if we don't prioritize problems, they get pushed off to the side. And if we push problems off to the side, they don't ever get addressed. They don't get improved. We know that. And we need to address this problem. Our country's clearly showing that we want to do something about it. So let's do something about the racial injustice and inequality in our country. Let's make our country more equal, more just. So what I'll leave you with, and leave me with for now even, because I'm still thinking about all of this as I say it, is that I stand in solidarity with the Black community, and I want to help and do what I can to make things better and have conversations with people to try to figure this out more so. Because Black lives matter, and we need to fix the racial inequality in our country.